Welcome back, Jazz Hands, Jazz Hands, Jazz Hands. You ever watch Mean Girls?
Yeah, I love Mean Girls.
Bro, Mean Girls was one of my favorite movies growing up.
The girls in it were hot back in the day.
Bro, I used to think, when I was there, I was like, I need to move to America.
I know we didn't have internet back then, but I did have a copy of Mean Girls. That's all I'll say.
What did you end up doing? Were the pages sticking together?
Pages of what?
Of the Mean Girl magazine.
It's a DVD, bro.
It's a DVD. And what, did the DVD not too sticky to go
into
the...
It was a Blu-ray, unfortunately.
Oh, do you remember when Blu-ray was actually a thing?
Here's one for you. Do you remember the battle of Blu-ray versus HD DVD?
Yes,
so
I do
purple,
remember that.
Like purplish box, and then Blu-ray with the blue box. Shit.
And then Blu-ray won the war. And that's when, like, the PlayStation, you had a Blu-ray disc.
Yeah, Blu-rays are still going, though.
Really?
Like, you can still buy them. People still buy them.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen a disc in ages.
Really? Mm. Yeah, I haven't bought... I haven't used a DVD in a while. Remember little VHS back in the day? This might be a bit beyond some of you guys.
This is a little TBT.
Yeah, this is like throwback. Yeah. So I go to Jones Video Store every weekend and rent out the same film, Star Wars Phantom Menace. Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Do you remember them playing?
Yo, did you hear about the story about them selling to Netflix? They were like, we'll buy you guys. And then Netflix were like, oh, yeah, okay, you can buy us for $60 million. And then they were like, 60 mil, you're taking the piss. Of course I'm not doing that. And then the Netflix geezer went away, flew back to his city, and in his head he was just thinking, these guys have fucked it. They should have bought us for 60 million.
Netflix
is like a billion, multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Talk about sticking it to them.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's very elite. That's what we're going to do. If we don't get our fucking money's worth, we're just going to have to turn this into a billion dollar fellas industry.
It is 100%, I'm ready.
We were actually supposed to have a guest on today.
We're going to be like the next Disney. Thoughts?
What about like an 18 plus Disney?
Yeah, no, but I just meant
where
Disney.
Where we talk
this,
about
it,
like
I meant Disney
whacking
in the
it
sense
off in the corner
just
of
own
a shower.
Everything.
Oh, they do own everything,
like they
don't
own,
they?
Like I know it's seen as like a child thing, but I swear they own stuff that's adult based and everything. They own everything.
They probably own Pornhub, bro.
That could be possible.
Yeah. What if the Disney execs low key just own Pornhub?
Yeah. Under that Mickey Mouse outfit, it's Johnny Sins. Johnny Sins rocking around Disneyland.
Giving that work.
Hey, kids.
Oh, wait, whoa, you're moving nuts now. Nah, why'd you got to make it weird like that, bro?
Well, it's not my fault they employed Johnny Sins.
Anyways, the point that I was making was that we were supposed to have a guest on today. We've been lacking with the guests, really. I do apologize. I know we got Chris MD, but that's a bottom tier guest, and we should be doing better, really, right?
I like Chris MD.
I like Chris MD.
He's licking his asshole, to be fair.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets you in maybe another one of his videos for him not to pay you the money that you win in the
videos.
I've
never been in a Chris MD video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To be fair, every time he puts it in the group chat, I'm like, I probably shouldn't say yes to this considering how shit I am at football and I don't want to go there and ruin his video.
Yeah, that's kind of like me, except I just have no shame and I do just rock up and I am the shit at it, so that's fine.
Nah, you're not that bad, to be fair.
What else been popping off lately, Chip? Talk to me. What's been going on in the world? We didn't really talk too much about the Gibbo fight, but Gibbo ended up battering Taylor. We'll just do it quickly because it's old news now.
Yeah, it's old news. He battered him. Bing, bang, bosh.
Got robbed on the night.
Yeah, unfortunately. They turned it around. That was some dodgy business, by the way. Jesus Christ.
So sus,
saying that they tried to say that they threw the scorecards in the bin initially.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, the scorecards were in the bin or something. Such bullshit. Like, and then they're like, oh, I wish I corrected the error ringside. You just tried to have Taylor Holder carry on.
Because this was my theory, was that they wanted Taylor Holder to become like their version of Jake Paul.
100%.
A massive prize fighter.
Yeah, they could see the potential in his look. Poster boy, big fans, female audience. He looks good.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Right?
So, and then I think when Gibb just came out and honestly dominated that bloke for 5 rounds straight, they were there just like, shit.
We can't give
our
the win.
Our plan is now out the window here.
Honestly, they probably planned to give Taylor the win.
Mm-hmm.
Knew that it was just impossible to do because he really landed about 3 punches.
Yeah.
And, well, he did land more than that, but it weren't many. In the end, they couldn't do it, so they're like, all right, we'll just scrape it, give it a draw. We can get Taylor Holder versus Gibbo 2.
Yeah.
Money to be made here.
Exactly. You know what else is really weird? So before this fight, yeah, I was actually like quite a big fan of Taylor in the sense that I thought the geezer was just like a nice bloke and all this stuff. But for some reason, he just is really struggling to take this loss.
The thing is, though, when I think about it, like, so you've lost, right?
You know, convincingly, you know, bro.
He probably even knows it, but you can't. He knows that he could get a second fight if he's been given that draw. It'd be a bit shit of him to just go, you know what, Gibbo on his way. Gibbo won. That's it. You know, respect. He won. The hype there wouldn't be good for the next fight. So maybe thinking in his head, he's like, I can't say he's won it. I've just got.
But mate, Gibb had no problem saying Jake Paul won.
It would be respectful from Taylor to actually say, look, you did that. I'm just trying to think in his head what was going through his head.
Well, I don't know. I think he just needs to be like, congrats to Gibb. You outworked me or like, you know, or, you know, you beat me in the ring.
He should have, yeah.
Or even if he wants to say that the nerves got to me, I didn't perform at my best.
He did say the nerves got
to me. Yeah. But say, you know, admit that you were beat convincingly.
Yeah.
Like at least give Gibb that credit.
Yeah. Why do you think he didn't? Is it just a case of
ego? I think it's an ego thing, bro. Yeah. Because I mean, you got to remember, and I bet you he goes back to his locker room and they go, bro, or like they were like, yeah, you know, they were just saying,
oh,
like
hyping him up, like, oh,
they didn't
bro,
even
like,
he didn't even hit you, like the guy came out and literally said that Gibb hardly hit him.
Ah, come on, man. Those bro, body shots were
like, yeah, okay, beautiful. He landed a few headshots, but he worked your body for 5 rounds, bro. Show the credit where it's deserved. And yes, you blocked a few, as you would when that many punches are flying around. But just look at the stats. He hit you way more than a couple of times, fella.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go into it too much because it's old news.
The thing that really was annoying was the fact that he said he didn't agree with the draw because he thought he won. Bro. Okay, maybe you could say, oh yeah, draw fair. But you can't say you won, fella. You
mate, even a draw
anything.
Is a joke.
Yeah, even a draw is a joke, but you know, the win is, you didn't throw any punches.
Gracious in defeat, bro. Just accept it. And like you said, do what Gibb did. Accept the defeat. Work harder. Get better. And then do what Gibb did. Come with the redemption energy.
Yeah.
Say like, look, I had a bit of a stinker on the first one. I didn't perform to my best. I fumbled it. And let me go at someone. Let me go again. I want to prove to everyone that I can do it. That's exactly what Gibb did. He lost. And then he said, look, I just want to prove to people that I can fight. And now after that, Gibb has been proven that he was a legitimate fighter, and so more power to him.
Yeah, what's that McGregor said when he lost? It's like humbling victory and defeat.
Yeah.
Best way to go about it.
But for real. Anyways, this is kind of old news now, so we won't talk too much about it. But that's been that. And we're a little bit worried about talking about football just because there's so many games. And by the time these go out with the Euros, our shit's already old.
Probably knockout rounds have passed by the time this out.
We're group passed.
Well, no, it might even be the first game in a knockout. That's
what I'm saying. You said knockout games passed, but knockout games have not passed.
Oh, I don't even know. When's this out?
Next week.
We're on the final game.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be close.
Yeah,
be close.
No idea. But either way, as we speak today, we are on the finals set of the three group games. England play tomorrow against Czech Republic.
Yeah, so. And is it a must win? I don't know if it's a must win, but we need
it
something.
It depends on the other games, doesn't it? So third place can go through dependent on.
I think we need a draw,
like
though.
That.
I think we
well,
do.
Well, I think we need to win it, to be fair. Just we just need to get some momentum going. The lineup needs to change.
How is Sancho not playing? Yeah. How is he not playing, bro? Sterling and Kane are both looking rubbish. Rubbish, man.
And I know that when Sancho has played for England like the past few times, he hasn't been amazing or doesn't look like his Dortmund self. Yeah. But still, like, he's 21.
We need
years
something
old.
New.
He's
man.
Gotten. He puts up numbers. You got to play him.
He's one of the best. Yeah, he's one of the best. Yeah. Our attacking options in general are so
and he's
good.
Experienced. He's
why does
Champions
he have
League
such
games.
A hard on for Sterling?
Yeah.
You know, watch crazy. This because it's funny. Because now when we go out, watch Sterling's bagging three against fucking
Czech
Republic.
I would not be surprised. Like my tweet where I tweeted saying, "Get Sterling off," and he scored
in the next
right.
minute.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
So that's what we got going on right now.
That's where we're at.
In other boxing news, Logan said that he wanted to fight Mike Tyson.
Well, you know what? He's fought Floyd Mayweather, so why not? Might
that's
well
what I said, bro.
It.
I said fucking fight. Like, why not? He went all the rounds with Floyd Mayweather. The thing is with these exhibitions, though, you're not going to see a knockout. These two aren't going to be swinging for the fences. It will just be the same thing. So I feel like there's no real reason to get too hyped up about this or even try to analyze it much because ultimately it's just going to be 8 rounds of sparring.
Yeah, it's just
and Logan will walk away with $20 million in his pocket, Tyson with $50 million, whatever the deal is, and ultimately they'll be the winners again, which is fine, and I'm here for it. Go get your money. Go get your money, Kings.
Yeah,
do
get
your
the
thing.
Up, baby. Will I be spending $30 on a Sky Sports pay-per-view? Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. I be a mug again? Absolutely. Exactly.
It's on the fellas card anyway.
Wait, what? It's on the fellas card?
No. Never.
But we do want to actually know, like, what sort of guests would you guys like to see on? Because we've had quite a few. We've had a lot of our friends on. We're always open to having interesting and new people on here. I tell you who I would really like to get on, okay? And it's still to this day, it is my favorite podcast I've ever listened to, right? His name's Matt Walker, okay? And he was on a Joe Rogan podcast. Uh-huh. And essentially what he specializes in is he is like a doctor of sleep.
Ooh.
And that sounds fucking boring.
I would love that.
Bro, it sounds boring, but let me tell you, it is probably the only podcast where for 2 hours, I was like sat there just focusing, watching and listening to this podcast. You couldn't have, it was like a movie.
Was
that's
it
how
good
I was watching
knowledge?
It.
Was he dropping knowledge?
Bro, not like only that, but I was knowledge. There like amazed. You know where this shit, and I'm like, oh my God. He was reeling off some of the craziest stats ever about sleep. And I was there like, I will never not get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, I promise.
Yeah,
you know, it was one of those. So I'm pretty sure he's British as well. BTS Alex, any danger of you just finding out where Matt Walker lives? Can we get him? Does he live in the UK? And can I get him?
California.
He's in California. Fucking hell, man.
That's an L.
Matt, look, come on out to the UK. Let us know when you're next out here.
Yeah,
I'd love
we'll
to have
take
you, out
you
here,
on.
Man.
We'll take you on there. Yeah. Tell me how to get some better sleep, REM sleep, all that stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro, it was crazy. Some of the stuff I was saying, I'm going to butcher the stats here, but I'm going to say like roughly what it was. There was a stat about, you know, if you were driving on like 4 or 5 hours of sleep at the wheel, it is worse than being like 2 times over the limit of like alcohol.
Whoa.
So please guys take that particular
lightly,
stat
that
is lightly. No, that stat is, I know it's wrong, but the sentiment is the same, that being tired was being worse than drink driving.
That is still
that's
like
crazy.
A pretty wild statement, isn't
there's
it?
Other some other stuff about how over, you know, like 10 years if you're sleep deprived or you're, you know, you're only getting 5 or 6 hours sleep a night, your chance of cancer like doubles or triples.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Damn.
And what was some of the other stuff? I mean, mate, it was just going on and on. And then not only that, but he was pretty much just saying, you know, those people that are constantly going, oh yeah, I don't have to sleep right now. I can rest when I'm fucking rich and, you know, like work hard, grind hard. All those guys, they're literally just telling you to kill yourself.
Oh,
I'm not even knowing, because that's how important sleep is. And those people that go, oh, I only sleep 3 hours a day because, you know, I got to work up. I got to get that grind. I start at 6 a.m. I go to bed at 2 a.m. You know, all that shit.
Yeah,
he's just literally promoting, like, he's killing himself by doing that.
Yeah, it's like that. I saw a TikTok the other day where the guy was like, oh, you still doing that 9 to 5? You still clocking out? I never clock out.
Yeah. No, those hustlers on TikTok. Yeah. I never clock out.
Mate,
I'm always on the job.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had that. And then, you know how some people say, oh yeah, like, I only need like 3 or 4 hours of sleep and I'm absolutely fine. Like, and he was saying, so there are like a condition or like a genetic thing where that is actually possible for that to be the case, but it's in like 0.1% or 0.01% of people.
If
so
get that, by the way, you've been blessed.
Bro, blessed. Think about how much more productive you
and
would be.
How much stuff you can do with an extra... You're only sleeping 4 hours a day. You got 20 hours to do whatever
you want.
Yeah. That's crazy. Your life is longer.
Yeah, like, literally.
Yeah, because
so you don't have to rest, you don't have to sleep as much. But
what is the stat on like how much of our life we spend asleep?
Do you want to, could you Google that for us, Alex?
Fact check on that.
Just
how long?
Yeah, how much of our lives do we spend asleep?
It's got to be, what's an estimate? Give me an estimate.
If I were to guess, I would probably say, look, if you're living roughly to 80, I would say you are spending 20 years asleep.
Damn, I...
Average person
sleep for 229,000
hours in their lifetime, basically 1/3 of their life.
So 229,000 hours or 1/3 of your life. So you're not far off.
So if you live to 80, you are 25 years.
Yeah. Wow, that's insane, man.
Or something around
it's
there,
just
whatever.
A little, yeah. So that's crazy though. Like, so if you could only, if you had a life where you only slept 4 hours a night, so let's say, then you're half in those numbers.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Wow, you're getting an extra 12 and, you know, 13 years
of your
life,
bro. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
But like you said, only like 0.00 some percent of 1%
actually have that genetic thing. So those people that are like, oh, I don't need it. It's like, okay, there is a chance that you might not actually need it, but the amount of times I hear that, there's people out there that are genuinely just killing themselves.
I just bought a bed fan 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yep. This 280 quid this thing cost me. Yeah. You stick it at the bottom of the bed. It goes under the duvets.
You saw the TikTok, bro. Yes, I did.
And obviously I get night sweats. So I'm like, oh my God, this might be it.
Yeah.
Because air conditioning don't work for me. I mean, it's good, but it don't get... I'm still hot.
So wait, this fan sits in the bed?
Yeah, explain so it sits at the bottom of the bed and you put your quilt over it and it just blows air through the bed. The reviews were booming. They were bussing.
Bussing.
I got to cop this.
That breeze on your ball sack must be phenomenal.
I can't wait. I might cry when it comes.
Oh, wait. It's coming this week.
I'm praying this is it.
Yeah.
I might be able to, because I always wake up in the middle of the night, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Wow, that's bad for
and
you.
And then it's annoying because you have to get to sleep. And sometimes I'll get up, dry myself off with a towel.
Yeah.
At like 4 a.m., bring the towel to the bed, wipe the bed down.
What? Because you're sweating that much.
And then I have to get, it's crazy.
You got to explain this because I don't think you've told people, but you sweat so much.
And it's only started happening in the last 3 years. I just sweat so much I've tried everything. Bamboo bed sheets, everything. I'm just like so many different things.
Is it nightmares or is it just no matter what?
No matter what, just anything.
Yeah.
But the more vivid the dream is, the more I'll sweat.
Wow.
But it could be a good dream, whatever, but I'll still be, sweating.
So and we're talking like your bed is like damp when you wake up.
Oh yeah, soaked. Like you have sometimes you have to get up and, actually just change shit around and do all that in the middle of the night, and it's like
that.
Yeah, and then you're sleeping on the other side of the bed. It's annoying.
You ever had wet dreams?
So annoying. I've actually never ever had a wet dream.
Me neither.
Ever. And I always wanted one. I was like, shit, that sounds busted.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I've never had one.
Me neither.
They're not that common, I don't think.
No, I think they are. Really? I think they are way more common than we think. Because I've spoken to a few of the boys. They say, they still have them. What the fuck? I thought it was like a teenager thing.
You see them in like American Pie and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, films like movies. That. And you're always like, shit, well, like, I'm going to get that soon. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready, Chief. Yo. I'm sat there.
You're
like,
smashing
kid,
in your dream.
13 years old. Like, yeah, I'm going to bed early tonight. 8 p.m. I'm in bed. And you're just thinking about everything you can to just try and ignite the flame.
Yeah.
Tissue on hand, on side, just in case you've got to do a quick clean up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But you don't mind because you are primed and ready.
But it never came for you.
Yeah, you're thinking Angelina Jolie, anything. Give me something good.
Who was your crush back when you were 13?
Megan Fox.
Really?
Had a poster of her on the wall.
She's dating MGK, Machine Gun Kelly.
She is unreal. How old is he? Is he 30 something?
I swear she's old now. Like,
is she? Oh. She's 35.
Oh, is she? Oh, okay.
How old is Megan Fox?
Yeah, probably like 35.
I would say that. Is she older than him? Either way, like, he smashed it there.
Yeah, he is Kate. 35.
Ooh.
Oh my God, Chip, you've been doing a little
too. I knew my details earlier. Yeah. She's 35 confirmed. But yeah, that's that. What about you?
Okay, yo, I gotta say, because this is funny, right? And I know you're gonna laugh at me. Yeah. You ever watch X Factor? Back in the day.
Amanda.
No. It was before those. It was the day of like when it was like Sharon Osbourne and them, right?
It better not be Sharon.
No, it wasn't. Right? There was a contestant on there. Okay.
Bro, this ain't no celeb. What?
No. But it was back then because she made it all the way to like the semifinals.
Oh, okay.
Or the final.
Hit me.
Her name was Janet Devlin, right?
Not. Can I get a pickup?
You know her. Come on now.
I'm getting a pickup of her.
Bro, but you don't understand. Like back in the day, I was there like, wow, I want to marry this girl. And I remember watching it, bro. I was so young.
Right, what's she called? How do I spell that? Janet Devlin, right?
Devlin.
From X Factor, right? Okay, she better be. Is that her?
Yeah, but she looked different. She looks different.
She looked different.
Like that's a wild pick.
Okay, so this is her from X Factor days.
Let me have a look. Yeah, no, but she was like, girl next door vibe.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying a little bit.
And she was sick at singing. I was there like, I fancied her back then. It wasn't a celebrity crush.
What happened to her?
She's still doing music, I think. I don't know what she does.
Get her on the pod, like.
You can get Janet Devlin on the pod, bro. You can catch me just trembling.
I just sat there with a red face like, shut up. I'm just sat there in the corner like, I don't want to fucking...
Why is Cal shaking?
Yeah, Cal, you okay, boss?
But yeah, no, I had a... And then I'm trying to... In terms of celebrity crush, Lindsay Lohan back in the day was a bit of a worldie as well.
Yeah, she was back in the day. She was doing like all kinds of business.
Yeah, probably from Mean Girls, actually. She was...
Yeah, there's got to be a couple of others as well.
Got a wide set vagina and a heavy flow. You know that? Yeah, that was a bar, by the way.
I'm still waiting for
a rapper to chuck that one in a bar.
Yeah. It's got to be done, to be fair.
A couple mean girl quotes.
Watching this, a couple mean girl quotes could go in there, a little fetch in that.
Yeah. Little Fetch.
Boys, I'm telling you, if you haven't watched Mean Girls and you're one of the boys, just go and watch it. And it's shit, a popular. It bangs.
It's an insight popper. To, well, actually, more insight to American. I don't think it's so.
I tell you what, bro. When I was younger, I went through this like stage of just wanting to find a girl and find a lover. I would watch in rom-coms every single night for maybe like fucking 6 months.
Why?
You know, 500 Days of Summer, all that shit, all yeah. of them. Or yeah. watching all of them. Why? I don't know. Because I was, I'd be like, oh, I'd fall in love with a girl in the movie, and I'd yeah. be like, oh, I wish that was me, the guy.
You're such a simp.
You bro, are give me a break. I was like 13. I'd be watching all of them.
Are you taking notes?
I've watched, yeah, of course. I've
what was your favorite rom-com?
Okay. I've got one for you. Okay. You ever seen one called Chalet Girl?
Yeah.
We watched it. We watched it when we went skiing.
In a chalet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There was this one that was bussing. Okay,
really?
I think it might have had Ashton Kutcher in it.
Oh, okay. I'm not really too well versed on that.
Oh, man. There's so... Let me have a little look at my brother.
Well, while you look for one, I've got one. I've got one. It's called Silver Linings Playbook, right? And it is a phenomenal movie. Seriously. It was... it's got... I can't even remember who's in it. I think... Is it Jennifer Lawrence? I don't even know. I that used to be my celebrity crush, actually, Jennifer Lawrence.
I tell you one that I used to love. It's not even a rom-com, but it was like Girl Next Door vibes. Yeah. Disturbia.
Oh.
Yeah, you ever heard of that film?
Yeah, I have heard of
like
it.
A thriller, Shia LaBeouf. Like,
yeah.
His name. I probably butchered it, but still.
Wait, fun story about Shia LaBeouf. I was actually bench pressing next to him in a gym once. That's kind of weird. He was dating an artist called Twigs. You ever heard of Twigs? FKA Twigs or something.
Yeah, it was a bit of like drama about. All
So I was just bench pressing with Reeve, and then he looked at me and he was like, he didn't really want to say too much because he was literally on the bench right next to me, and then he just texted me and we were both like sitting on the bench. I looked at him and he was like, I swear that's Shia LaBeouf right next to
you. Oh, I thought you meant Shia LaBeouf texted you. I was gonna say what?
No. Reeve texted me and said, yo, I swear that's him on the right. And then I didn't want to make it.
You
bait,
don't want to say anything because he might just start screaming at you. Like,
yeah, just do it. I'm doing that last rep and he's there like, just do it.
I tell you what, he would be a good person to have on a podcast because I feel like
he's wild.
He is wild. I used to love him as well back in the day. I remember Holes. Mm-hmm. When Transformers came out, like, that shit used to bang. And obviously, Megan Fox, Shia LaBeouf has secured Megan Fox.
He was your dream.
My boy. Indiana Jones, one of my favorite series. He's like the son of Indiana Jones as well. He was a Donnie.
Yeah, he was a Donnie.
He was a Donnie. But yeah.
But wait, did you find out that Ashton Kutcher...
I didn't. I did try and look, but then I just remembered about Disturbia because I remember it was on... Netflix.
Oh,
that
okay.
was a banger. That was Shia LaBeouf as well.
Yeah.
And you know, murder happens and they fall in love trying to solve it. Shit, it's just great, you know.
Oh, you are a sucker for these, bro. Yeah, I didn't realize this is what you were on.
He gets put on house arrest and he's just playing Ghost Recon on his Xbox.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking this could be me, bro. Like, but I'm too nerdy to get house arrest. Like, I can't do it. Like, what can I do?
You're there trying to think up of all the like crimes that like, not quite bad enough to go to prison for, but just enough to get put on house arrest. End up just
they
fucking...
don't make good movies like Superbad anymore.
Oh my bro, Superbad was like it was. You know, there's some movies that change the culture.
That
like
was
they
one
changed
of them,
the
man.
Culture. That was 100% one of them.
They don't do shit like
that Project
anymore.
X as well.
Project X was a banger. Even though like it wasn't really any big actors, it was just a film about. It was based on a true party, right? Like a real
I think
party.
So. Yeah.
Like
it
Australia
was.
Or New Zealand or some shit.
Uh huh.
But yeah, no, that was a bang because it was a nerdy kid and he was just living his life and I'd be watching that shit. I'd be like, that's gonna be me.
McLovin.
That's
gonna be
fucking me. But in the end, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And now I look back and I'm like, shit, I failed.
Yeah, no, I do love Superbad. It's probably one of like a top 10 movie for me. Like just in terms of, I remember when just watching that, I was
Fogel.
Like, this is sick. Fogel,
when he just goes with the cops, man. And he's just, what a banger, man. What a fucking man. Those people that are watching this podcast right now that are probably not seeing Superbad. You know that?
That's like, actually fucked. If you haven't, guys, go check out.
Go
Superbad,
watch it
like,
right now. It's a banger.
And it's one of those things. It's like it just changes. Like,
it changed your way of life. Mankind would be a lot different if Superbad didn't exist.
It's so true.
We'd all probably be dead.
You know what? The world would definitely be a worse place. 100%.
That's fucking facts, baby. Anyway, what you got for me? Talk to me. give me some.
You want me to give you something?
It's my birthday soon, guys. I want a present.
What? When's your birthday?
July 13th.
July to, oh, I got ages to get you a present. That's
yeah, fine. I'm gonna be 21.
Seven. You're 27, bro. That's so old. Fuck.
Ah, shit, bro.
I couldn't
you're
actually
already
imagine.
20. No, you're 26. Right?
I couldn't imagine being 27. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. But I will say I've been blessed with the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
If there is a God, you know.
There might be.
There
might be a God, but Moses is on fraud watch. So it's not looking great for
Moses
God right now.
Moses isn't the one that blessed me like this, you know.
Yeah. No, it was God. It was the man above.
Thinking about it, if Moses did split the sea, there are a lot of fish families that just got split.
Wow. He divorced a lot of fish families.
Yes. So Riley is like, what a knob.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Like that you, oh my God, maybe that's how Nemo got split away from the family. It was actually Moses that parted him from the family.
Yeah, and the current took him away. Oh my God,
fucking
Moses.
Hell.
But we do have Moses to thank for a great movies at Pixar.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have fuck knows.
Oh, what? You mean Nemo?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I suppose. Yeah, Nemo's good. Was there a Nemo 2? I feel like
Finding
I watched
Nemo. Finding Dory, right?
Finding Dory. Yeah, that sucked as well.
Yeah.
You know what? I want a whole movie on the shark.
On the shark?
Yeah, you know the shark in Nemo where the shark rocks up.
Bro, you're losing me. You're thinking of Shark's Tale with Will Smith and Angelina Jolie.
Nah, I swear there's a shark in Nemo.
I think there might be, but
there is, bro. He rocks up and he's like that. He talks like this, you know?
Shit, you got me thinking some crazy shit right now. Shark in Nemo. Oh, I don't
know. We need to do a podcast absolutely high as a kite one day, mate.
Really?
We need to do it, bro. I'll be in tears, bro. The shit will come out. We'll be
I swear fucked. To God, I don't think we'd make it through 20 minutes because I'll be crying. I'll be crying, bro.
No,
we'll
no, literally. We'll be crying. I'm crying thinking about it, you know? Yeah. I am being tears because
yeah,
I did
so
it.
Funny. I just
so
know it.
Good. All right, guys, listen up. Yeah, if you guys want us to do that, you got to show love on this podcast and we'll make it happen. We'll get it done for you guys.
Might have to work around the brands and there and there. But.
Yeah, actually. Well, we wouldn't be able to say it. We'll just say we've had lettuce for breakfast. That's what we'll say.
Yeah, lettuce for breakfast. I don't even like lettuce, bro.
When I go Nando's, I say no lettuce in my wrap, please.
Yeah, I say no salad and no bun.
Yeah, no bun. Oh my God, I want to talk about something. Listen up here, psychopaths, yeah? And if you're wondering, ooh, am I one of the psychopaths that he's talking to? Well, maybe. Do you get remove the bun from your order and have a lettuce burger? Have you seen a lettuce
burger?
Yeah,
I've seen that.
What is wrong with people putting lettuce in place of buns to be a burger? That's not a burger anymore. You're just a fucking weirdo.
It's a workaround, isn't it? For the calories.
I don't care, bro. If you're having a burger in the first place, yeah, the bun is not the big problem. There's probably like seven, in a normal size burger, there's probably like 100 calories in the bun.
Bro, when I used to work at McDonald's, people would genuinely come in and say, can I have the burger? But I just want the meat. So I would.
That's fucked.
And when I was in the kitchen, before I went to the desk, whatever, I'd have to just slap the burger in the box with a bit of cheese on top. And they'd be like, there you go.
They were buzzing with it.
That was it. Bro, they just smashed it. They got what they wanted. Big Mac with nothing.
With nothing. he just got a slab of cow.
Two slices of meat. Like, that's it. That's it.
Processed cow.
Yeah. Damn.
What an order.
That's a Theo Baker order.
That is, bro. That is a big Theo Baker order. Please, no mayo, no. I hate people like that. If you're over the age of 25, fucking grow up, man. Just eat the food that's on your table. Chips like that sometimes as well. The other day,
I've gotten a lot better though.
Yeah, we've spoke. I swear we spoke about this on the Chris MD one.
Remember the other day? So the other day we've gone to Oaxaca and we've all ordered like burritos and stuff. Alex.
Yeah.
One sec.
That's it. We just need a little refill here.
Just a little refill from BTS Arts on that one. Oaxaca. So me, Cal, Harry, and Theo, we've all gone to Oaxaca. We've been gym. It was nice. Spa, all that. We've gone to Oaxaca. We got burritos, right? Chicken burritos, rice. Yeah. We've ate the whole thing. And to be honest, I've ate a lot. I've nearly finished the entire thing, which was quite impressive for me, considering my size. And I've just sat there and my stomach just starts going, whoa, chief. Like, it wasn't hot.
Oh my God,
the food wasn't hot. It wasn't a hot burrito or anything.
And the food was nice. Because I ate it. It was
lovely. Very nice. And I'm just sat there like, whoa, I'm kind of like, I'm low-key dying right now. And I'm like, oh, just a bit bloated. And it just starts hitting heavier and heavier. So we're all walking back to the tube station. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've gone, boys, I can't. And we're all going back to mine for the game. Yeah. And I'm like, boys, Cal, take my keys. You're going to have to go to my flat on your own. I got to go in the shopping center and take a shit.
So what happened then?
All the boys, I've just gone and sat in there for 35 minutes. And it was the Canary Wharf like shopping center. So
it's
like,
quite a nice one.
The toilets were bussing.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, but it was really hot. So I'm sat in there and I'm like, fuck, I might have to do a boggle here and take off all my clothes. Like, it was so hot. I was down to like...
This sounds like a real low point in your life, by the way.
I had minimal pieces on, trust me. And there was a guy in there as well who stayed in for 30 minutes just as long as me, and I didn't want to come out at the same time as him.
No, because you both know you're doing filthy business in the toilet.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like? Were you there just like trying to press it out?
I couldn't figure out what was going on, and after I'd done it, it was still there, and then I just had to walk it off. And then eventually, by the time I got back,
you were fine.
I was fine.
But when you did go to the toilet, was it like a fucking volcano?
The reason why I didn't get on that tube, I was like, no, it wasn't. I was like, damn, I feel weird. What if I get in the tube and I shit myself?
Yeah, no, legit. Yeah, no, that's actually a thing.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So I was like, right, I can't take that risk.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was a good shout from you, to be fair.
Good shout. That'd be so inconvenient.
So what, you went in there. See, if that's me, I'm thinking what I'm about to do is going to explode this fucking...
That's what I thought, but it was just so minor. Rabbit droppings, if anything, brother.
Really? That's a real anticlimax.
Do you ever get them once? Where's rabbit droppings? Yeah, they just plop out. Like, blop, blop, blop,
no,
blop,
but
blop.
What I find is that's a warning sign right there. So if that happens, I think... okay, I've roughly got about 30 minutes until the volcano follows up.
Really?
Yeah, and it's dangerous. I'll literally put a stop clock on my fucking phone and I've got 30 minutes to get in a comfortable place, to get home, ideally, and then just do my thing.
I shit in the dark at the moment at home because I live in a tower apartment thing and my bathroom has no windows and every single light in both bathrooms has died. So when I go for a shower, I shower in complete darkness.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
So before, when I get in, I have to I've got the door open. I'll check everything.
What, so a little bit of light leaks in?
Yeah, I can do that if I want to, but you know, if there's people there, and I'll have to close it. And I'll check where everything is, so I know when I'm picking up shampoo and when I'm picking up the body wash. And I will hold the shampoo, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. I'll hold it like this, just to make sure I can see that it's a shampoo conditioner.
Oh, you're putting it right up to your eyes, so you make sure you got the right one.
For some reason, even though it's completely pitch black, I can still
out a few bits of bugs.
A glimpse of something in there. I'm like, yeah, that's the shampoo. And I go away.
You know, you pay thousands of pounds in rent and yet you can't be fucking arsed to change your lights.
So I emailed the estate agent saying, yo, light bulbs, all of them done. And they're like, yeah, you got to do that yourself, chief. I'm like, whoa, there's light strips and stuff in here. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I said, no. PC crimes, eh?
Yeah. I've done some digging, some investigating, and it looks like you guys will be doing it.
Well, you remember when I moved into this flat and obviously if you never have moved into a place before, you've not got to that point in life. When you move into a new place, it's meant to be completely clean.
It's brand spanking new
when you move into it, okay? You paid your deposit. Whoever's lived there before is meant to clean it. And then the estate agents will do an extra clean.
Yeah.
I get there.
You get given the keys.
On the day, I get given the keys. I go up to my thing. All my stuff's about an hour away in a van. Come in. I go there to get prepped. I open the door and the flat is a complete... It was the same as when I viewed it. A shithole.
Really?
So when I viewed it, nothing had changed. But I was told they were like, oh, this is, obviously it's messy now, but they've not moved out yet. I was like, cool. It was a shithole. Where it was there were international students over there. So it was there were so many drugs everywhere with Chinese writing on it that I couldn't read. All kinds of stuff.
But drugs, they had packet just chilling on the thing.
Not drugs Class A's, a lot of stuff though. I was thinking
they were hitting the Zannies.
There was Gucci hoodies left about, all kinds of shit.
Really?
They just left it there. I was like, fuck.
So do you reckon they left because of everything, COVID that had happened and this is what I think happened.
Probably.
COVID happened and they were like, right, okay, we're going to head home while all this COVID stuff happens. They're over there. It's been a year. It's not really cleared up.
Yeah.
And so they've gone... we're just going to sack off our gaff in London. They've sacked it off. And because they're absolutely minted, you know, I'm not going to lie. If they're a student, an international student, and they're living in the apartment you live in, they're clearly wealthy. And they've gone, we've got all these Gucci and Balenciaga hoodies in there. They're just like, we don't give a shit.
Honestly, I'm still using some of the cutlery.
Cutlery?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
What did you do with the Gucci hoodies?
I packed it all up and gave it back. The estate agent said, can you keep all their stuff in a couple boxes in the corner of your flat? And I said, no. I said, I've left them. They're outside.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they were like, oh, but we don't have anyone to pick them up. I was like,
that's your fucking problem. This place should have been cleaned.
That ain't my problem, chief.
For real, though. Yeah. Actually.
For real, it should have been brand spanking. Yeah. And there's still a bunch of shit that don't work. And I'm just like, oh.
They're taking the piss.
Yeah, so what they did is they sent free cleaners around on that day. I said, I need it cleaned right now. And they were like, we're getting people. They ordered a bunch of cleaners from different companies that all came around. I was just chilling with them. I got shop, got them a couple cans of Coke. We all vibing.
Yeah, I like that. No, you played that one well, despite the fact that you were clearly...
I was so fuming and I got
locked off.
Yeah,
I remember you sent me
pictures. I should have got some compensation, but I didn't even put a complaint in the end. I just couldn't be fucked.
It is what it is.
But yeah, that was a crazy time.
That is wild. And I remember as well, you like transported your computer. It was like the worst day ever for you. You transported your computer. Oh, this is like a 5,000 pound computer. Yeah. And it just smashed everything. Oh,
what happened was so weird as well. It's, it has glass on one side of it. So I'm carrying my PC. Okay, I get to the lift. You know, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, by the way. And the concierge goes, all the lifts are broke. And I've got a PC. And I'm like, oh, I can't carry this upstairs. 4-9. I was like, fuck. So I was like, okay, I'll just take it in the morning. I go back. I carry it towards my car. I'm trying to get a better grip. So I just slowly place it down on the bench. And it just goes, psh! I turn around, look at the concierge. And he's just looking at me.
Oh no, the concierge is there.
And
like,
I'm like, bro, what do I do? He's like, I'm not cleaning it. We'll leave it to someone else. And we've just left it. He's like, someone will clean it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Mate, that sounds like a dreadful day.
That was the
day.
Worst day. Honestly, I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
Place was an absolute tip. You've just gone and smashed your very expensive PC.
And I had to go and park my car in a car park that costs 140 quid for about 15 hours.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
That is disgusting.
Outrageous.
What'd you do with that car? You get rid of it?
It's in Manchester. My mum drives it because parking in London is stupidly overpriced. So I said to them, the people in my bill, I said, yo, can I park my car somewhere? Can I get a parking spot? They were like, yeah, but it's going to be like 350 quid a month. I was like, what the fuck? That's like over 400 grand a year.
For a parking spot.
Yeah.
And I was outrageous. So that would have been under your building?
Yeah, it would have been in the building. Yeah, like this, like a car lift thing. But
Jesus
next door,
Christ.
What, it was outrageous. You know, in Knightsbridge, like, I swear you can get a parking spot for 100 grand a year. Something like
legit,
that.
Though, that. Yeah, legit, though. Legit. It was £100,000 a year for a parking spot.
That is mental.
But you know what it is? Like, people that spend money on that, like, it's to the point where money's not even really a thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, money, like, to them is
like
nothing.
These guys all have, like, 150 mil plus. Like, it is... Like, money just doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, and we'll get to that point. We will get to that point.
Yeah,
we will manifest
tell you what,
it,
I saw this on TikTok, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just have to get this up because I want to read it exactly right. I don't want to butcher it on live on the pod. It's another one of these bullshit things as well.
I quite like that.
Okay. It was from another pod as well, so shout out to them. I've actually forgot the name, but...
Yeah.
So technically, if you think about it, a telephone makes sound travel faster than the speed of sound. So do you get
I do get that.
Yeah.
I mean, it travels faster, but it doesn't travel faster than the speed of sound.
No, so when I was looking through and someone says like the sound is converted into like a frequency or special.
A frequency, yes. Yeah, so like, it's so not it actually like the speed of sound is not going faster than the speed of sound.
But it's an interesting thought when you like think of it. If you had zero idea about how it works and you thought about it, you'd be like, oh.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more of like a meme thing.
Well, the same guys on their thing, like I watched the thing and everything. It's like they're very similar to us. They look like they don't have a clue what's going on most of the time. And one of them goes to the other guy and he goes, yo, by the way, shoe sizes are inches. And I was watching it and the guy goes, what?
No way.
And they're literally like, they're debating it. Well, I was sat there with them. I was like, shit. Is a size 8 foot just 8 inches? Alex, how many inches is a size 10 foot in the UK?
Give us that. It's not going to be inches,
is it close?
Mate. It's not going to be inches. It's not even going to be.
It was a good thought for me.
Here's one for you that is an actual genuine thing. It's going to be quite tough to like show it right now. But your forearm, anyone watching, yeah? If you get your forearm out right now, right? The distance from the bottom.
Just saying, by the way.
Damn that forearm. I know what that's been
up to. That's fucking... If you're watching on YouTube right now, years in the making. If you're listening on Spotify, I'm showing my forearm muscle from years of masturbation.
Yeah. And boy, it looks impressive.
I just see Sam in the corner smiling.
Just like, why am I here? So the distance between the bottom of your... So from your wrist, right? All the way to your elbow, the under bit here, your forearm, that is the size of your foot.
That is some bullshit, bro. There's no fucking way that's the size of my foot.
I swear to God. Get a foot out right now. Okay, I'm going to commentate this live while Chip does this. Obviously, if you're on Spotify, I'll let you know if this is true. So, no. You can put it on. You just do it with the other one. You go opposite way and you just put your foot on it like that.
Jesus Christ. Right, what am I doing here?
Yeah, so get, yeah. And then whack that on your thingy and you'll see, right?
That's the kind of cap, bro.
No. You're not. It's going too far back. I said on the underside. So it's yeah. I told you it's true. Look.
Oh shit.
I told you.
Oh, it's fucking true.
Yeah. So you put it from here to here on the inside of the forearm, not on the outside, obviously, where it's like nice and flat, And
oh, yeah. I just fucking done my epic. 27, baby, you already know.
But yeah, that's a little fun fact for you. Okay, there is this other thing, right? About this being the size of your knob. Have you heard about that. This one?
Yeah. Oh, there's another one where it's like this.
The meat. This meat scepter.
Right? I think it's this.
The meat scepter. So if you've got long thumbs, you're living.
I think I'm doing all right, you know, bro.
All right, come on. Let's see that. Oh, I'm giving you that work, bro. I'm packing some fucking.
I think you are.
Bro, I'm packing them.
I heard you are anyway.
Says who?
I just know. I actually got told a week ago that you have a massive knob.
Wait, who said that though? Actually, I don't even
want to worry. He already
knows. Well, Alex is smiling over there as if it was fucking him that told you that.
Oh, it's not far.
So a UK. Sorry, we're going back away from knob sizes here. We're going to UK size 10 is in fact 10.75 inches. But wait. Before Alex says but, I just want to say one thing because it might be the same thing, Alex. Remember, a UK size 10 is a US size 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And 10.75 is almost 11.
So it's actually close.
It could be a US 11 is almost 11 inches.
But UK size 8.5
is 10.25 inches. Okay, wait. So, but a UK size 8.5 is actually 10 and a quarter inches. So that's all a little bit technical for me.
Lord have mercy, you're stressing my beans out, broski.
You know what should be normalized? Yeah, how about this? Let's normalize cock sizes. Why is there not the same way you have shoe sizes? Why not a cock size? Why not I'm a size 8 and my girth is like a size 4?
Yeah, 100%.
Like 100%. UK US, maybe that. That's like circumcised. I mean, circumcised, I don't know. But like there is definitely space in the market to create a cock measurement system.
I want to try a penis pump. Did I tell you about it? I've already told the story about the stripper on the podcast.
Yeah, who chucked on a penis pump. Yeah. How much extra inches you reckon he's getting off a penis pump?
I don't know, man, but that shit was wild and hanging.
It was bussing.
It was crazy. It was bussing.
Well, no, it wasn't quite bussing because if it was bussing, then
if I went there, it'd be bussing.
if you were twerking on him, it'd be bussing. Anyways, so what, you want to try one?
Yeah, I want to try one. I want to see what it does. Might buy one.
Yeah.
Harry's got one, hasn't he?
Harry,
but it was bought for him for a video. Or
yeah, but it's called the Super Milker.
So your gaff, I can see every time I look around, it's just sat there, a massive.
Oh
box.
My god, the story about the Super Milker. Yeah, so the other day we had some real issues with the internet, right? So we got an internet fella around to come and fix the internet.
Yeah.
Right, and our Virgin box is away tucked in the corner, and what we tend to do is we take all of like just rubbish and stuff, and we just stack it up in the corner away from everything else, and obviously. The super milker is in the corner. Oh. The geezer comes around and he goes, oh, whereabouts is your Virgin box? I said, oh, it's away in the corner over there. And he walks over to it and he's like, oh, any chance you could move the stuff out of the way to go in? I'm like, yeah, sure, of course. I take two steps and I realize this Donny has just been staring at the Super Milker 3000. And I literally go, oh, yeah, this was given to as a video, right? And then the guy's probably thinking it's fucking a porn video, and they're like, no, like YouTube video. Oh, my mate just done this. And then I'm saying, oh, it was just a prank. And he's just, at this point, he just thinks I'm chatting out my ass in the fact that me and Harry share a Super Milker 3000.
Yeah, it does have dual action on it. I've read the box.
Yeah.
It has two pumps on there, so you can go at it with
unreal.
A mate. Yeah, it looks good.
And Harry has said that he is going to try it. And so what we're going to do is before he comes on this podcast, I think I'm going to have him try that first so that he can give a first-hand review on it.
100%. You know, maybe if you follow us on Spotify, maybe we'll get Harry on.
Yeah. You know what? If everybody listening to this goes and follows on Spotify and Apple Music, it has to be both, Chip. Come on, man.
Of course. What am I talking about? Apple
then,
Music
then,
as well.
Then we'll get Harry on. Not only that, guys, but you actually just need to spam him as well.
Yeah.
Like, just let him know. Stop ducking the fellas,
man. He's ducking big time, man. If he's going to do a pod, it's going to be this one. So
it has to be, bro. But you know what he said? He did say he would come on, and we said, yeah, we're going to get you on at the right time, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to get you the right time. And then I asked him, yo, do you want to come on? And he goes, nah, not yet. he did say, credit to him, he said, I am coming on at some point. he just said he didn't want to come on at a time that I gave him for it. He didn't give me a reason, but I didn't need to know a reason. That's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, he got to come on at some point, though.
Yeah.
You know, these are the boys.
I'm not trying to see this in like 5 years' time when, you know.
Maybe season two.
Yeah, hopefully season two.
Or a season one finale.
That would be special.
That would be special. Because the people, you know, the top comments always fucking piss me off. I've blocked the word W2S now. So
yeah,
it's done.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments about Harry.
He's not even that interesting, mate. Like, he's Cal Freezy's flatmate. That's what you should be known as. Do you know what I mean, Chip?
He's a good-looking guy. Nice ass as well.
Oh, mate, an very absolute nice ass. Wonderful peach on him. Seriously. Wonderful peach on
and
him.
And he doesn't mind you grabbing it as well, with the best bit.
No, that's not for everyone. That's just for me and Chip. That's if you're on the street and you go up to and you grab Harry's ass,
don't advise doing
pretty
that.
Sure you can get put away for that. So yeah. I would advise against that.
We've reached levels where we are allowed. We're treated every now and then with a cheeky bum.
We have the ass pass.
Yeah, that's what we've got.
You like that?
That's good. The ass pass.
Oh my god! The ass pass to Liverpool player. that's good
sake.
For BTS Alex. You know,
He was fast on that.
A rare gem. You know what, that would actually be okay, how about this? Yeah, like a chick for your birthday gives you an ass pass, or like a shag pass. You get like, imagine this chick, yeah, and you're there, you obviously fancy, she goes, here's your one token, you can pork me one time. Are you gassed about the pork token
business idea? We make physical tickets and it's like a shag pass.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and we sell it on those like websites where they sell gift ideas, advantage, and it's all like, you know, little things like the gift.
Joe, we actually have to be careful here, because these Donnies are gonna fucking rob our idea. There's gonna be shag passes all over the game.
I swear to god, copyright it right now, or we will come for you.
Seriously.
And we will send all the fellas after your product.
We got a legal team bigger.
Review bomb it. We'll review bomb
bigger
it.
Than Harry's arse. We've got a legal team way bigger than that. It's a serious legal team. So just let it be known that we will be making, we need to make that actually, seriously. That'll be fucking ASAP. Funny.
That could be part of the fella's merch.
Yeah, imagine that. Or even just get your boyfriend.
Yeah.
A little shag pass.
Yeah, it's just funny.
You can claim this at any point. Like, let's say you're on a car, you're doing a little road trip. You're the fella, or the other way around. The fella hands his chick like, yo, redeem this token at any point.
Yeah.
Are we going to go with shag pass or the pork token?
Oh.
The pork token sounds kind of cold.
Oh, mate, you've actually... You know what this reminds me of? The film Hall Pass. You ever seen that? I think it's Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
I might be wrong.
I have
but it's
seen
like,
it.
It's
oh
like
my
he gets
God.
A hall pass to bang another woman, but he never does it because in the end he just finds...
He loves his missus, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because his missus... By the way, it's those things. It's like... it is a TikTok trend where people are there like... about how they lost their mind once and how like they've done some crazy things for their boyfriend when they should have never done it.
Yeah.
And there's ones where like boyfriend said that he felt like he hasn't lived a single life, so I let him go
on
a holiday.
I think I've seen that,
man. Yeah, there's like loads of different things, and I gave him a hall pass for the weekend, and he could pork whoever he wanted.
That's
and then
outrageous.
All the comments are just like, girl, you are down bad. And like all this shit, like.
That is down bad.
Have you ever been given a hall pass?
No, never.
Anyone that doesn't know what a hall pass is, it's actually a pass that means that you can go, if you're in a relationship, you can go and pork whoever you want.
Yeah,
it's like
even another woman.
Yeah, yeah, for
whatever experience that they may think it will lead to.
It doesn't sound healthy. I wouldn't actually recommend that. But our shag pass idea is either between, you know, single people can give it to other single people and it's like, yo, that's what's up. Or if you are in a relationship, you give it to your boyfriend or girlfriend and they can redeem it at any point.
It needs to look golden, bro. It needs to have a gold trim.
Yeah.
Beautiful detail.
The golden ticket, the shag pass, the pork token.
It needs to be like some serious business.
100%. What would be the worst time to redeem it? Maybe a funeral.
Yeah, no, but like, there's a
would you ever shag at a funeral?
It all depends, brother. Who's died?
All right. Your mother's died.
Well, no, that's so inconvenient. No.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
Your mum's died and
and
your bird's pulled you to the side. It's a rocket, by the way. I'm talking like a 12 out of 10 and it's Megan Fox. It's Megan Fox. She says, I've got my shag pass. I bought it off of the fella's website and I'm here to redeem it with you, crimes.
Okay. Well,
and I know you're dressed up in a black tie and your mother's just passed away from crippling cancer, but I would like to redeem this right now. Your mum's not being sort of lowered down into the grave for another 5 minutes. Reckon you fancy a quickie.
You just changed everything there, because I was about to say, if it's nearly finished, you know, it's fucking, it's nearly over. Anyway, she's gone now.
No, no, it's 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes before your mom gets lowered into the dirt.
It depends, because I know my mom very well and I know it's what she would want. It's what she would want. It would be a disrespect not to.
Yeah. I would argue that, and not only that, but you have to simply respect the shag pass and imagine.
Yeah, my mother knows the laws of physics, the way life works. You know,
laws of physics.
Yeah, no, she's watched Interstellar. She knows life. Okay.
Yeah.
And she respects the shag pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are doing it. You have to. You're on your mother, on your own mother's funeral day.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. If it was an uncle, no.
But what, as in the uncle handing you the shag pass or your uncle's funeral?
What is it with uncles and being dodgy, by the way? Why? No, have you got a dodgy uncle?
No, my uncles have been
my
Sam.
My uncle was called as fuck, man. He used to play Crash Bandicoot with me.
Yeah, no, my uncle was Sam, bro. He used to be able to do the Donald Duck noise. Like,
really?
Like, just exactly like Donald Duck. Yeah, he was like, actually, I'm not
going to do it. Buzz it.
It's what something like that. I don't know.
That's not bad though. I feel like he just made that noise. Like,
it's something like that, innit? That's how he chats. I mean, that's how he picks up birds. Donald Bucks. Sorry.
No, Donald Fox.
Donald Fox.
Local Melbs want this, man.
Local ducks in your area.
That'd be a fucking good birthday card, you know. You create one of those Pornhub advertisements where it's like, look, come on, this man, and you plaster your picture on there, and it's like, yes. Oh, shit. Too many business ideas.
Yo, we're coming
out
up with gems.
We need to chill.
Let us know in the comments and in our Instagram DMs if you guys would like us to actually go ahead with the fellas shag
pass.
Yeah,
because we've got merch on the way. By the way, if you're a very good merch designer,
do hit us up.
We might have already sorted it by now, but we are still looking for someone, so. Yeah. But you need to be so talented and make this shit slap, because
we ain't putting out no bullshit.
Yeah, we want you guys to think it's something that you would actually wear and not
out and about.
Yeah, not some Teespring
waffle.
Yeah,
for real. We want to make some nice stuff. All right. Have we got any fact or cap for today? All righty, Chip.
Okay, so Cal, you did ask me last time fact or cap, so I'm gonna be the host of this episode. We're gonna test you.
Okay, I think I'm gonna get all these right, you know, because when I was doing fact or cap with you, have you shit yourself, Chip?
Jesus Christ, I just let up a fart so bad I didn't shit myself.
I told you, bro. That's that shit from the Canary Wharf situation.
No, I leant over and I did it, and there was so much force it pushed me out of the chair a bit. Shit, that's how they fought a rocket fuel, I bet. Okay, so win or lose, we've
got
seven.
So win or lose, there is no drawing here.
Okay,
right,
boom, welcome to your favorite part of the show. Fact or cap with your host today, Chip or Crimes, Calvarisi, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, number one, the Great Wall of China is longer than the distance from London to Beijing. Okay, so that's Beijing, USA to London.
Wow.
That was a joke, by the way, guys.
Beijing.
Yeah, come on. So the Great Wall of China is longer than the distance from London to Beijing.
No, it's not. That it is not longer. That's cap.
Okay, I can confirm.
It's cap.
That is not cap. It's fat, baby.
No fucking way.
I swear to God.
No, I'm sorry, but the Great Wall of China is only within China, right? And the way we're coming from the far left.
That shit is long, bro.
No, I know it's long, but there's no way it's.
No,
the
bro.
Only thing I can think of is if it, because it snakes its way, that if you were to like extend it.
Yeah, it's not, it does snake its way, but the length of the grip, that shit is long. Okay, you can't
that
argue
long
with,
piece.
You can't argue with that, the quote, the shit is long.
How much longer? Can we get a little bit more info on that?
Like, you gotta get at least fucking couple of, in fact, you know, details in there.
Wait, say that again. The Great Wall of China is 21,196 kilometers, and you're telling me London to there is longer?
No, that's longer. And so, like, no, yeah. This, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
8,000.
Wow. Consider bro, over
Whoa,
double, over double,
fuck?
Bro. Yeah, fun fact for you: I actually was gonna do. I wanted to do a walk. A part of the Wall of China for charity, then I realized I can barely walk to the corner shop and I pinned it off. Charity's important, but it ain't that fucking important. Anyway.
All right, next question. I'm 0-1. I'm 0-1. Come on, Freezy. Okay. Fix up. Come on.
Okay, you're 0-1, bro. But it's okay because you're going to get this one. That's actually there are crazy two stuff. Parts of the body that can't heal themselves.
Okay. Two parts of the body. Are we talking the outer parts of the body, or are we talking like the insides as well? I would say that has to be fact. That would have to be fact. There's probably like your lungs. I don't know if your lungs, because once it, like, you know when smokers smoke, I feel like their lungs is just irreversible damage to certain parts of your body. Same with like your liver. I feel like I'm not too No, your liver can. Your liver can, because when I went to hospital, they said it's going to take a long time for your liver to fix.
But it can.
They said
heal.
The alcohol damage.
Okay, so what you saying?
No, I think they can. Yeah, they can. Oh, sorry, wait.
Here's the thing. There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves.
Fact. That is a fact.
That is cap. What? There is only one, and it's the teeth.
The teeth. So what? The lungs, bro. What about the lungs?
I guess. Like, if there's a little bit of damage, they can still heal themselves. No matter what, the teeth can't repair themselves,
probably,
can they?
No. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm 0-2. I'm having a howler here.
That's okay. It's okay because I know...
Still, though, there was one. I feel like I was done on a technicality there, you know?
Oh, I just got a great email.
Oh, go on. Tell me the good news.
Oh, my God.
Tell me the good news.
My fan is getting delivered.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me the fella's just sold for 100 mil.
I've just got the tracking as well. Get in. Anyway, yeah. All right. On to the next one.
All right.
Okay. Here's one for you. Mm-hmm. Polar bears have black skin. You just
it has to be. It has to be. Like, so obviously they have fur over them.
Yeah.
They have fur over them.
Okay.
And that's all white. So how would they have black skin unless there's like the fur and then underneath the... No, it has to be cat. They do not have black skin.
Okay, that's a fact.
How the fuck? Bro, we're talking about a polar bear.
0-3, by the way.
How does...
I guess underneath that layer, somehow, it actually
It's got another layer of skin.
Yeah, so must do. Unless BTS has is completely just bogging it here.
Google right now, do polar bears have black skin? They don't, bro. It's white. When you look at polar bear, it's white.
That's what I would have thought as well.
The fur is white. Even if you got rid of all their fur... It's not got a black skin.
What we got? Do
polar
bears,
guys.
All right,
so read this out. It says polar bears have white fur so that they can camouflage in their environment increasingly. The polar bear's coat has no white pigment. In fact, a polar bear's skin is black. And oh my God, bro. What the fuck?
All right, okay. It's okay. You're 0-3, but I ain't even worried because you're about to make some fucking...
Is that not 4?
No, that's 0-3.
I'm 0-3.
Bro,
right now.
You have to get every single one right here to win the round. Okay.
I'm going to get it. This is the turnaround. This is the Istanbul.
Okay. The first human virus was discovered in 1901.
That's cap. It was before that. It was like in 18 something something. There was like plagues and all sorts of shit beforehand. Yeah, that's cap.
That is a fact.
I'm going for a toilet, bro. Fuck this shit game. Bro, it was before that.
Yo, it's the fuck. He's dropping a stinker on the board. He's gone. All right, we'll be right back after this beautiful intermission. Okay?
Right, so look, Chip, I'm back from the pisser. And what I realized, the reason why I was getting them wrong was because I was bursting for a Waz and I didn't take my time to fully analyze the questions that were sent
to me.
Don't
even worry, bro.
Thank you, bro. I want to apologize for my performance because I feel like I've really let everyone down because I know people were watching thinking Freezy ain't going to get a single one wrong. And you know what? Now, I understand that I'm incapable of winning today, but what I am capable of doing is bringing some dignity back on my name and getting it to 4-3 at least.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, right. Rubber bands last longer if they're kept warm.
Now
I'm just sat here looking at you, baby. You just tell me what you think. Is that
a
fact?
I think that's a fact.
Or
bro.
Is it cap?
Not on G, I think that's a fact. Come on, bro.
My boy.
Tell me I got one right.
My boy. This is the greatest stinker I've ever seen in my life. That is cap. They last longer if they're kept in the fridge.
No. Now, the reason why I want to disagree with that is because I genuinely...
You can't disagree with the cap of fat, brother.
No. I'm disagreeing right now is because I've done it before. If you take it out of a fucking freezer, and it's cold, bro, it snaps.
That was a poor case study. That's a freezer, bro.
Yeah, but it's cold.
Yeah, the fridge is different. It's just keeping it chilled.
That is such waffle, bro. If you keep it in the warm, it's elastic, it's vibing, it's having a good time.
It's 0-5, bro.
Oh my God.
That's all, you're 0-5 from the 3-point line. Like, it's over.
All right, come on then, next one.
But you can get two.
Yeah, I'm gonna get two. Consolation. As long as it's not whitewash, we're taking a dub here.
Consolations. All right. Matt Damon was actually supposed to play Jack in the Titanic 1997 movie.
That's fact. I know that's fact. Yeah, I know my movies. I know my movies. That's fact. Come on, bro.
That's cap.
Wait, what?
Matthew McConaughey was actually supposed to.
Oh, I knew it was someone else, bro. That's why I said it was crazy. Fact.
0-6.
The reason why I said it was like this is because I knew that it wasn't. It was supposed to be someone else. So I just assumed you lot would nice me and give me the right fucking actor. Yo, this is crazy.
Bro, this is crazy. You are dropping like. Fuck, bro.
Bro, this is it. I'm moving like Turkey in the Euros right now.
This, Bruno Fernandes in a big game.
Bro, Bruno, I've gone missing.
You've gone missing. Okay. The 100 folds in a traditional chef's hat represent Let me finish. The 100 folds in a traditional chef's hat represent the 100 different ways to prepare an egg.
Nah. It can't be. It's got to be cap. It has to be cap. If that is fucking fat, I'm going to
win. How did you even get this shit, man?
That's cap.
That's cap.
That has to be picture, man.
It's gone 0-7. It's a fact.
That is not a fact, bro. That is not a fact. Bro, that is traditional waffle. You know, you know how like you go through history class and they say, oh, like it's traditional waffle, bro. I swear to God. You know how when you're in English class and they say, oh, and I walk through the luscious green trees, and then the teacher goes, what do you think the green represent? It's like, well, no, the trees were just fucking green because they're green, bro.
Yeah,
you don't need to deep it that much.
But the folds in the hat represented the eggs, bro. It was a fact. Guys,
I've dropped the biggest stinker ever on Cap to Fact.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Fact or Cap. Calvary is I don't know if we'll ever have a stinker just as big as that.
I know the people listening right now will be backing me 100%.
I was thinking, like, you know, you get a goal. Remember, like, United versus Roma back in the day? We just did them in. Nah. You've just done it again. Like, it's just, you didn't even get a goal.
Yeah, that was really poor. I'm really embarrassed. Because, you know what, I'm not going to lie. I was even thinking to myself, when I did it with you, I thought, there's no way I'm not coming away.
I got 4-4.
Yeah, I've come 0-7, Jip. Fuck, that's actually embarrassing.
Some of them were quite difficult, I will say, to be fair. I wouldn't have known that last one. I wouldn't have known a few of them.
The 100 fold, is that 100 way to prepare an egg? What are the 100 ways to prepare an egg?
I think you
got scrambled, poached, fried egg, sunny side up, double sided. What, that's 5. Where are the other 95?
I don't know.
Where are the other 95 ways to prepare an egg?
Omelette.
An omelette? 6? Where are the other 94 ways to prepare an egg?
You can have many different omelettes. You could probably have 100 different omelettes, so technically.
What do you mean 100 different omelettes?
You could have beef.
No, it's talking about the way bacon. You prepare an egg.
I don't know.
Not what you put with an egg.
Alex, tell us 100 ways to prepare an egg.
Give me a weird way. Come on.
Give us.
Peter said he's not a chef.
Even researched his...
No. Google right now. 100 ways to prepare an egg.
I'm doing it. 100 ways to prepare an egg.
I'm not having that. That is
the story goes that
the
100 folds in a chef's hat represent 100 ways to cook an egg, but is this true? Okay, here we go. Give me a little bit of a second because my internet's loading. There is a lot, apparently.
Well, supposedly there's 100.
Jesus Christ.
143. Well, there should be 143 folds then if there's 143 ways to
cook an egg. Yeah, there is actually 100 ways to cook an egg.
Right, well, tell me one that I won't know.
Okay.
Just I want to hear something that
okay,
I don't
know. Okay, here we go. I think I've got it. Like coddled eggs, curried eggs, scotch eggs. Like these are some that are... These
boiled
are,
eggs.
Yeah, so I guess there really is. Here we go. I got a list, bro. I got
give me a quick one.
Hard-boiled, medium, soft-boiled, coddled eggs, curried eggs, scotch woodcock, pickled
woodcock
eggs.
Woodcock eggs.
Pickled eggs, tea eggs, deviled eggs, angel eggs, Hammond eggs, egg
yeah,
salad.
Stop this.
Over easy, fried hard.
I get it. These are just doing
Exibonor.
Exibonor. Oh, how did I not know about Exibonor?
Frog in the hole, toad in the hole, cloud eggs, baked eggs, shirred eggs.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Whatever.
And I'll go to the 100th. Kefta tagine with eggs.
Kefta tagine with eggs. See, that they're just adding stuff to the eggs.
Yeah, it's true.
It's unnecessary.
True, it's true. Angel food cake. What? That's just a cake with an egg in it.
These are mocking it, man. Seriously.
Custard sauce, rice pudding. This is cap.
Yeah, this has to be cap, bro. Anyways, I went 0-7. Anyways, what we always like to do, guys, is a little relationship advice.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Oh, we've got them up here. You go, you go. Take it away from me, brother.
You want me to take it away? All right, let's get busy on them. Here we go. Let me just whip these up for you. All righty. Whew. All right, we have a fella here.
Jamie?
Okay, fine. Jamie says, fellas, I've got an issue. I've been chatting to this bird for the past few weeks. I want to get porking. How do I go about it? Keep in mind, we both still live with our parents. Thanks, boys. Love the pod. So, they both live with their parents. What is your go-to move?
Back in my school, people always used to bang in this park called the Brook.
Right.
Yeah, so they meet up after school and they go into like the woods and they just bang.
They bang in the woods.
Yeah, like people, girls are losing their virginity in the Brook.
In the woods.
That shit was a crazy place.
That's wild.
Obviously,
bro.
Me being a little version I was, never got to experience this.
The Brook.
Yeah, the Brook.
You never got the Brook in.
I never got to experience.
Let me give you a good Brook in.
I never got that, lad.
Do you reckon you'll ever go back there and maybe?
I think it's gone.
Get a Brook in.
I think it's gone. The Brook's gone. I think they tore it all down for new builds.
Oh no.
So you're living in people there living in houses, but just a couple branches to the left, someone was getting bucked.
Yeah, bucked big
in
time.
The Brook. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So what would you say? Reckon go find a forest? Or like?
Yeah, it's got to be a forest. Epping Forest.
What about in the back of a car?
Yeah, I could go dogging. I know a couple of good dogging spots.
Dogging just means porking outside, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Manchester. No, I think it's like.
Is it porking in a car?
Porking in the car. I could get that wrong, but I swear.
Let me just quickly find that out. Yeah. We don't want to be uneducated on this topic because that would
pretty
be poor
sure,
from us.
But like, there's the top dogging spots in Manchester, I swear they're all based on cars, but I could be wrong there. Gotta remember, I am a little virgin.
No, it just means porking in a public place.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, would you see? I think a car park's risky.
No, too risky. Too many cameras. Risky.
Yeah. Too many cameras. Too many people just walking by.
You know what? I do always love it when I'm on Twitter and I scroll by and just see like some people discreetly banging and they've been caught by some Donnie's filming.
Yeah. Or it's really bait is if the whole windows are all smoked up and the light, just one light is on. You seen that? Is that if you're ever in a car park and you see like there's one part in the corner and all the windows are steamed up and there's like just a little light on inside the car.
How do they do that?
Because they're breathing heavy inside a car. And if you have all the windows up, then it's eventually going to steam up the inside of the windows.
Oh.
So that's always one way you can tell.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, yeah. If you were this guy who's got two parents, what would be your go-to bit of advice for him?
Yeah, well, it's got to go dogging, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
It depends.
You got to do
parents.
It on the sly,
yeah,
though.
Do a little sly job. Maybe do it at your mate's house at a party or somewhere.
Shout. Next house party, get an invite. And then get into the parents' room of his mate's house and then start getting to work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's not a bad shout, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, here we go. Let's move on to the next one. Here we go. We have a Felita. Ooh. What is it? Come on, then.
Jeff. No, that's a boy. But it could be a girl.
Janina. Janina says, hey guys, I recently dumped my boyfriend as I like my boy best friend.
Pain.
Yo, if a girl ever says she got a boy best friend, just know that boy best friend is just waiting for your relationship to fuck up before he can get to porking. Let me promise you that.
Amen.
She broke up with her boyfriend because she likes her boy best friend. But the only problem is, I don't know if he likes me. He's 3 years older than me and is off to uni soon. I see him nearly enough every day and there's always a laugh. What do I do? Well, let me tell you, if he's off to uni, he's gone clear. Like, he's going over there and he's porking at uni.
That's a difficult. Yeah, if you're going uni, you just gotta let it be.
Let me tell you something, Janina, is you fumbled the bag here. In a way, no, look, breaking up with your boyfriend because you like someone else, that's fine, because ultimately it's clear that that relationship was never going to work out anyways, regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So dumping him was fine. Dumping him for a boy that you like that's about to go to uni might be one of the biggest L's that you can say.
Yeah, that was poor.
Because guess what? Yeah. He's getting that work. He's dipping his sack in the golden temple of some other woman's uterus.
Yes. Wow.
Anyways, moving on to the next one. We have got a fella, I believe. His name is?
Pablo.
Pablo.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
actually quite cool because
quite nice.
You'll quite like this one then. Hello, fellas. I'm currently sailing from Spain to Croatia.
Fucking told you, man. Fucking Pablo the sailor.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. This is a girl. Sorry, by the way, just so you know, the reason why I might have got that wrong is because the picture isn't descriptive. Like, you can't tell by the picture. Like, so I just assume.
Some shit.
I just assume that's my
okay,
bad. So we got a Felita. Her name is Pablita.
I was going to say Paula.
Paula. Yeah, Paula. I like
Paula,
that.
Yeah,
feel
Paula.
Like, I feel like I've Paula's only ever have short hair.
Yeah, I've known a couple of Paulas in my
short
time.
Hair?
Yeah, short hair.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay, so Paula says, I'm currently sailing from Spain to Croatia. Obviously, no signal at sea. So I have come to realize that when doing, when she's strumming the bean.
How did she send this message?
She stops off. They stop off at places on the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So she says, I've come to realize that when I'm strumming my bean, she didn't use that word, but the thing is she used a more demonetization word. So we won't say that. So she'd just been flicking her bean.
Strumming it on.
I can't reach orgasm unless I'm watching lesbian porking. Right, I have only ever been with men and could never see myself in a relationship with a girl. But what do you think this means? Love the podcast.
Maybe give it a try. Maybe she needs to try it out.
I think this is pretty normal because I've heard this before, right? Yeah. From people I know in
it's
person.
The same with men.
And girls just say that in terms of watching porn, they prefer to watch two girls do their thing.
Yeah,
like it's just the way it is. But I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, the guys in porn. Aren't necessarily that attractive. They're almost 90% of them are bald.
So you don't watch the two guys doing it?
I know, I can't say I've ever watched two Donnies porking it. But it does back up my claim that the guys are never really that attractive. It's always the chick that's quite attractive.
Yeah, it's true.
And then they just find whatever guy has an absolute whopper on him.
Yeah, he's got hog on him.
Yeah, like a whopper. Yep. And they're just like, yeah, you'll do the job, mate. Sweet.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe from that, she doesn't find the guy particularly attractive and that's why they're not into it. Not only that, but I feel like porn is, they never really focus on the guy ever. So, which is quite interesting because it was a study done.
I hate that. I feel like they deserve recognition.
You're trying to see more of the Donny chip. Is that what you're saying? That's fine if you want to see more of the Donny.
I'm thinking from a filmmaker's perspective, brother.
Yeah.
I'm thinking outside the box.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, what she said is, and maybe other Felitas, when you guys are listening to this, you guys can let us know, but I'm pretty sure this is actually very common for women to watch porn. Did you know that over 50% of women actually watch porn?
Really?
Yeah, which is like, because or is it that over 50% of people watching porn are women? Does that make sense? Because it's a lot more than what people say.
Those numbers are higher than I thought, to be fair.
Which is why, which is actually also why it's a bit sus that porn isn't made for women at all. Like in the sense that when you watch the videos, it's always like focuses on the girl, as if a guy is always watching it,
it's maybe we're just looking in the wrong corners, so fella.
Yeah, maybe we are. I don't know. Anyways, to answer your question, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure the fact that you watch two girls going at it is pretty normal. Or maybe it is with chick. Maybe, you know, if you do find yourself attracted to chicks as well, maybe give it a go. See what's up. You might have a mind-blowing time.
Yeah, that's true. I'll bet that.
There we go. Okay, next up, we've got another Felita. Her name is
Jess.
Okay, Jess. Okay, so we've actually got two here with this one, BTS Alex. Should I be reading the top? Should I read the bottom? Should I read both? I'm going to read both of them. Because it's both from... I just read both, yeah.
Can just confirm the pie has
bagged.
Do you have him in your fantasy? Yes, he's bagged with a mail and assist.
Lovely.
We shine today, baby.
All right, here we go. Anyway, so Jess, I think, has two problems. Anyways, Jess says, hey, boys, my partner and I have been dating for a year now, and we are still in the honeymoon phase, right? Not that I'm complaining, but we still haven't had one single fight. Is this normal?
How long did you say?
1 year.
1 year is like the honeymoon phase. By the time you
it's
get
gone.
To, bro, 6 months is normal.
Tops. Yeah, usually tops. It's three,
Once
4 months.
Once you pass 6 months, it's like, yeah, I would agree. That's not the honeymoon phase. That just sounds like, you know, either someone's holding some shit in or it's just going pretty well.
So do you know, I it's so weird that they actually sent you this message because I watched something about two people and the fact that they never argue, right? And it was about how relationships, if you never argue with your partner, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is also a little bit it's not great. And I know that sounds weird, but it's because in when you're in a relationship, you one of the big things is coming across hurdles and then both of you tackling disagreements that you have with each other
together
and moving forward, and it creates a stronger bond.
I would completely agree with that. Like, if you could have a massive argument, but, you know, coming out on top together and still being together and, you know, that's getting over it, that is a huge dub for both of you.
Yeah. And not only that, but it also shows that either of the parties are willing to express things that they maybe don't like.
Yeah.
So what could be happening is either you or your partner is just suppressing the things that they don't like and is not actually communicating when they feel a certain way.
Which now, is one of the most important things. Yeah,
exactly. And then what happens is it all builds up or things just fizzle out because guess what? They've just been sort of, they're not into it anymore because they never spoke to you about what they didn't like about what you were doing. You know what I mean? So, look, I know it sounds weird to say, oh, you guys should be fighting in relationship, but there should, you know, it's normal to have like disagreements, but the most important thing is like both of you coming together and both agreeing and coming out of the other side. So,
it's a tough one because maybe you've got, I don't know. That's a hard one. It's hard to say without knowing them.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next one from the same person, from Jess as well, has tuned in with another one. And they say, hey, lads, love the podcast and everything, but I have a very serious problem. I've been with my partner for a year now, as we know. And oh, actually, sorry, these two problems were sent 6 months apart. So they haven't just sent these back to back.
So this is
a long-term viewer.
So the first message, guys, was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And now we got an update.
We have it's not an update, but it's an update, but she's got a new problem.
Okay.
So she's still with the bloke. And she says, my partner for a year and 6 months now, and his friends still don't like me. Any advice? Also, I'm a very awkward person, so talking isn't my strong suit. So imagine you're dating someone and you're just not getting along with that person's friends.
That'd be strange, to be fair, because I feel like if your friends don't like you, you know, if you're shy, that's not really a reason for people not to like you.
Yeah.
I would never see a shy person be like, she don't speak, I don't like her. Like, it's a bit rude that.
Yeah.
I'm not really,
they can be quite timid though.
Yeah, maybe.
And it can.
I'm feeling like, is there something that you're doing or are you just genuinely not talking and they don't like you for that?
Do you know what it is though? Is when you're around your partner's friends, I think it is important to make an effort. Like you have to make an effort.
You can't really
hide behind the I'm an awkward person thing. You have to make an effort.
So maybe the friends are making an effort and she's not and they find it a bit disrespectful. That could be a thing.
That's what I think it probably is. So when you're next out, is make an effort to talk to them, ask them how they are, all this stuff, instead of maybe being quiet or, as you think, awkward. Like, it can be quite tough. Obviously maybe, you know, a bit of anxiety there, but it's important to at least try and make an effort because they're probably thinking, she doesn't make an effort with us at all. She's just quiet, doesn't chat to us. We've tried to speak to her and she doesn't speak back. That type of thing.
Absolutely.
That's how I think it's going down. Anyways, we got another Felita. Here we go. Her name is...
Simba,
the woman, says, relationship advice needed. I've been talking to a guy for over a year now and I really like him, but every time I think we might meet up, something comes up. So I started talking to a new guy recently. He is really nice and keeps asking to meet up or come over to his house, which is great, right? Wrong. I found out the other night the two guys are best friends and live together, but neither of them know that I'm talking to the other.
Oh, wow.
I really like both of them, but I feel it would be awkward if I went near the house. What do I do? Love the podcast from an Irish Felita.
Juicy. I was going to say, is the first guy real?
Yeah.
But at the start, but obviously
they are.
He must be. Fuck, that's fucking nuts.
So she's chatting to two housemates.
Is she still chatting to the first guy though? Still.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, let me tell you something. What do we call this person?
Simba,
let me tell you something, right? I think the first guy's been stringing you on.
Yeah.
Right. If you're chatting to a guy and you're trying to meet up with him and he just keeps coming up with bollocks, he's stringing you on.
100%.
Now, here we go. This is where we put on the toxic hat. All right. What you want to do is you go around to that house to this other new guy, to his flatmate.
Yeah.
You give him the porking of your life. Or actually, obviously, if you're comfortable with giving him the porking.
Yeah.
But if that's the vibe, that's the vibe. You go around and you give him the Gluck Gluck 9000, bro. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
the 9,000 RPM Gluck Gluck, right? Yep. You give him the Mazzoline.
Sounded like a fan fiction.
This is good. You're almost there, aren't you?
I'm almost there, man.
Right, and you're doing the madness, right?
Yep.
And then what will happen is you leave that, and I guarantee you the guy hits you up and he's like, oh, he's gonna get hella salty, by the way.
Yeah,
he's gonna come with salt. And you go, oh, sorry, I didn't think you were that interested. And you hit him with all that. And then, look, if you really want to get on your toxic stuff, you play that other guy like a fiddle, and then you go around to the other Donnie and you give him the Glock Glock 9,500.
Damn, double kill,
you give
kill,
him that
bro.
Extra 500
fucking
RPM.
No, double kill.
Double kill. Double
XP weekend, man.
The double XP weekend, baby. And you go ham on both of them, and then guess what? You don't chat to either of them ever again.
Yeah.
Because guess what? It's going to be fucking weird after that.
The game's and the game, man.
The game is the game. And you gotta take a step back and say, look, I got my double kill and I'm out. You guys got played like a set of suckers.
Yeah, I like that a lot, man.
Yeah, because come on now. Like, let's be for real.
One more, we got that UAV.
One more, you get the UAV. Oh my God, imagine you bring in a nuke. 25 KS. Yeah. That would be big. That would be big. Anyways, here we go. The final one. This one is from a fella. This is a long one, so strap in. If you're tuning in for the final one, get your popcorn out. His name is
Sam.
Sam. Sam says, now then, fellas. Basically, I've been with my bird for just over 2 years, and we've really not had any problems until now.
Oh.
She started to distance herself without saying why.
Wow.
And when I mentioned this to her, she denied that she was doing it.
Wow.
After about 2 weeks, after this started, we met and she said she doesn't feel the same anymore. Fair
wow.
enough. And I said this was why she was distancing herself and didn't know if she wanted to be with me anymore, right? By the way, before this story goes on, because by the way, me and Chip never read these stories before reading them out to you guys. I think she fancied another Donnie. I'm getting that vibe. Before reading out, what do you think? She's distanced herself. What do you reckon? What's your prediction for the rest of this story?
100% with you. Oh, he's done some really like something that's given her a mad ick.
I don't even, bro. Yeah, it could be a mad ick, but I think if you're in a relationship for over 2 years,
like
the ick's already
like
out the window.
Himself in public or something.
Or he got beat up in a charity match.
No, but nah, I'm with you though. I think she fancies.
All right,
else.
Here we go. Anyways. So we talked for ages and she said she felt this way over a couple little things that she's let build up without saying anything. Potentially icks there.
Oh,
but anyway, we agreed to give it another go. For me, I'd rather not drag it out any longer than it needs to be, but I'd rather be with her than break up. So I don't know. Sorry, where is this? So I don't know what I should do. If she feels the same in a few weeks, I'd rather just end it now. What do you think I should do, lads?
Shit, man.
Lads, I'm gonna be honest for you. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I think you sack it off, lad. Yep. Honestly, and it's gonna be ass for you. And you know what? You're probably gonna listen to this fella, and you're still not gonna do what we say because it's one of those things. It's hard. It is the hardest thing to do. But truly, if she's already distanced herself and she said it's just a couple of little things that built up, what's to say in 3-4 weeks time, a couple another things just build up?
Yeah,
and
it's true,
look,
man.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. It sounds like the spark is out.
Yep.
Her eyes might be wandering elsewhere. It's tough. Look, this is tough love right here. Yeah. But I think she's already checked out and she just thinks it's easier to give it another go and then to bail after a few weeks
because
that
be
is
with,
just easier for her.
You got
to
be with someone that loves you like even through the small annoying bullshit things that you do, because everyone has them. Everyone has little annoying things that they do.
Yeah,
you gotta find someone that will not give two fucks about them.
Yeah,
okay, or will be able to put up with them because they love you so much.
Yeah, and not only that, but you're constantly now going to be concerned about if you do a couple little things.
You'll be on
is
edge.
She just is she gonna fuck off?
Yeah,
mate. Let me tell you, you're gonna live a cancer anxiety life.
Yeah, it won't be fun.
It won't 100%. Be fun. But I know, mate. Listen. I know me and Chip are going to give you this 10 out of 10 advice and you're not going to do it. And that's fine. But just know in 3 or 4 weeks, when she sacks you off, you can write into the fellas and you can say, you boys were right.
Yep.
Feel free. Yep. Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode.
Yeah, Thor.
You enjoy that one, Chip?
I absolutely did enjoy it. I've had two bevs and I won't lie.
You feeling a little bit light?
I'm a little bit waved.
A little bit waved. The weather's crap, so at least the alcohol's keeping us happy.
I'm going to go home and cook steak, right? But I'm going to make my own steak and I'm going to chop it up and then I'm going to put ramen, lay the steak out around a circle in a bowl and then put an egg yolk in the middle. Saw it on TikTok, man, and it looks fucking sick. I swear to God.
If you do that, I swear, you have to send a picture.
I will. And if I do it, we'll show it on the next pod.
It has to be done. Anyways, guys, yo, much love to anyone that's tuned in. If you haven't already, check us out on Apple Music and Spotify and Deezer and...
everything you got covered. And also, most importantly, make sure you turn on notifications for the Fellas Podcast, and the Fellas Mysteries will be linked below. By the time you're watching this, the episode that will be out will be Dyatlov Pass.
The Dyatlov Pass, yes,
which is a great, great episode.
It's about hikers that went up into a mountain
in Western Siberia.
In Western Siberia and never came back, and their bodies were found. Eyeballs were all over the place.
It's a tantalating story.
A fantastic one. And we dug deep and we tried to find the answers. So, guys, go ahead and check that out. Much love from me and Chip to the Fellas, to the Felitas, to everyone tuning in week in, week out.
Hopefully, a guest next week.
Hopefully, but who knows? Maybe we'll get told to do one again.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic day. We'll see you guys in a bit. Laters.